crystal is for sale," she said, "and £5 is good enough price for it. I can't think what you're about, Cave, not to take the gentleman's offer."
Mr. Cave, greatly perturbed by this eruption, looked angrily at her over the rims of his spectacles, and, without excessive assurance, asserted his right to manage his business in his own way. An altercation began. The two customers watched the scene with interest and some amusement, occasionally assisting Mrs. Cave with suggestions. Mr. Cave, hard-driven, persisted in a confused and improbable story of an inquiry for the crystal that morning, and his agitation became painful. But he stuck to his point with extraordinary persistence. It was the young Oriental who ended this curious controversy. He proposed that they should call again in the course of 2 days, so as to give the alleged inquirer a fair chance. "And then we must insist," said the clergyman. "£5." Mrs. Cave took it on herself to apologise for her husband, explaining that he was sometimes a little odd. And as the two customers left, the couple prepared for a free discussion of the incident in all its bearings. Mrs. Cave